Hey yo, what it is, your boy CJ Mello, back in the spot, back in the building. We are here for the final, I repeat, maybe semi-final. Again, I still gotta read the special issue that I haven't been able to grab yet. But we are the final issue of Lost Years, The Last Ronin. Let's go. And if you were listening at San Diego Comic Con a few weeks back in like late July, they said they're coming out with a straight up new issue of The Last Ronin re-something. I apologize. I forgot what the hell it was called. But basically, it's going to take you into the new Turtles and their new adventures about to happen, which I'm excited for. Because again, if you know the original Last Ronin, that was a dope story. This Lost Years is a dope story. So let's go. We got to do this, you know, because this is fun. I'm excited to see how we end this whole journey that Michelangelo had in Japan to when he went to New York to start off the new Ronin story, which I feel like I should like do that at some point later on in the future. Reread The Lost Years and then read The Last Ronin itself to kind of coincide with each other. That way it's like almost like a flowing time machine kind of thing. But y'all know what it is, y'all know what to do. We're about to get into this. You know what? Let's go. The story so far, years after losing his family to a brutal war with the Foot Clan, Michelangelo again found himself in a wake of death and destruction left by the warlord Deathworm. Having traveled far and lost much, Michelangelo realized one truth: so long as evils like Deathworm persist, he will never know peace. In Ukraine then, Shaka is gone, dead. We have a winner. Because of me. By way of disqualification, your champion is the Turtle Titan. Boo, stinking ripoff. I want my money back. Let me go. And let go of him. He's gonna turn this into a riot. Parker, get your shocker lads into the cage. Bloody Egypt. It appears our monster's got some fight in them yet. Disqualification? You call this disqualification? I call it execution. Come on then. Clank, clank. Mike starts slashing through the cage. You want your money's worth? Come here. I'll give you your money's worth, all of you. But you know the rules. Kill or be... As Michelangelo gets zapped in the back by one of a zap gun. Killed. Wait, what'd you say? I said Mikey could have gotten himself killed, dummy. Wow. You of all people saying that with a straight face boggles my mind. Doesn't mean Raph's wrong, Donnie. Mikey's lucky he's not dead. After losing his discipline like that, and after he took out all the mutants, just to get here? More like bad science experiments and irradiation victims. Than mutants, Raph. Yeah. It was almost for nothing. Especially when he's closer to honoring his oath to Master Yip. Discipline? Honor? Luck? Oaths? You three are really something, you know that? Standing here bitching and moaning about things I don't think any of you idiots even understand. But I understand now. I know the truth. All that stuff you're always harping about, honor, redemption, whatever, it's just an end. And there's only ever been one means to an end, one path. Sorry, guys. Ugh, all the right. Ah, there he is. I was starting to fret the shocker lads had juiced ye up a bit too much this time. Now, just lie there still so I can back off. Now, mate, the good doctor's only trying to shut off those wee bombs you've got lurking in your throat. Your promised reward for being our newest champ. Not the finest championship bout we've ever thrown. Yeah, mind ye. But a win's a win, and a promise is a promise. Fine. Do it, Doc. Ugh. All done. Now, see you there? Easy as pie. And Parker here has all the clothes, weapons, and other odds ends that arrived with you when you first joined our little traveling circus. Bloody heavy bag of junk's what it is. Now, don't tell me you worry anything's missing. As if we were a band of petty thieves. That hurt your feelings as bad as it does mine, Parker? It does my boss, Finn. If I had any. Well, Parker's cold blood heart, notwithstanding, once you're all dressed, you're free to go where you wish. Do what you want. What? Michael grabs the boss. What? Bullocks! What I want is your boss. My boss? Deathworm, take me to him. Do you hear that, lads? Our champ wants to go at none other than Deathworm himself. As if the big man was at our beck and call to deliver such a mad challenge. Enough. Tell me where he is or I'll kill you. Hey, you just might, boyo. You just might. But then the lads here will kill you. And then we'll be dead as your mate Chaka, making his sacrifice a bloody waste. Wouldn't it, yay? Appears he martyred himself just to let you go off and be the hero. Be a real shame to let the lad down. Been seeing you a death wish, and since I'm the sporting kind, I'll let you know where to find him. He's busy spreading his special skills all across Europe these days, I'm told. We've couriers who take the money we make from these tournaments to him. The last year we made its way as far as old Italy. That's where you'll find ye Deathworm. I'm trying to do this accent. I can't do it. That's where you'll find him. That's where you'll find your end. Why'd you let the manky beast go, Boss Finn? We could have killed him as soon as he let you loose. Oh, but we have killed him, Parker. The journey I've sent him on, he's as good as dead. Without looking back, without a second thought, I left Ukraine for Italy. Or rather, we left. No matter how hard I tried during my long trek, I couldn't shake my little entourage of death. My parade of failure. They were with me every step of the way. Silently accusing. My brothers kept their mouths shut for most part. And even when they got to yapping, I just ignored them. I was only hearing the words that matter to me now, echoing over and over inside my head. Not any words my father ever said, or Master Yip, or my brothers. At least, none they ever said out loud. But Boss Finn did. She never hid her words behind innuendo. She said them like the truth they are, the only truth I've known since as far back as I can remember. My family's truth. My truth. Kill. Or be killed. Michelangelo's finally arrived to Italy at the old Colosseum. Seems like the future. Whoa, Deathworm's holed up in the old Roman Colosseum? Makes kind of a twisted sense if you think about it. And that's my stomach. And thinking what we should have been doing right now, that place is bound to be crawling with Deathworm's thugs. No way. We just waltz in there. What's the plan, Mikey? There you go with that wee stuff again, Leo. There's only one plan. The same plan we've had for the last 15 years. You three stand around running your mouths while I take care of business. I know my brothers mean well, but they're dead as doornails, which means they're no good to me right now. Me. I'm not dead. And I'm not a doornail. I'm a ninja. If I expect to stay alive long enough to face Deathworm, I better get busy and start acting like one. Damn. Dead or not, Leo was right. This place is roach infested. What was it Ralph said in Kazakhstan? Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. Simple as that. Time to fumigate some annoying bugs. What the smoke? Who the hell is that? Me. Fumigate. And exterminate. As Michael and I start slashing through all these thugs and bugs. Where is he? Where is he? Where'd he go? Here. Puts one through inside someone's head. But I'm not here for any of you. I'm here for your boss's head. Nothing else. But if you stand in my way, I'll gladly take yours too. Enough. That voice. Booming. Commanding. All of you, move aside. And Mongolian. He's mine. Finally. As Deathworm attacks Michelangelo. After all this time, after so many deaths, time to honor my oath, time to end this. He's big. He's strong. Can't let him get a hold of me. Kill you. It was. Keep him at a distance, on his heels. Ha. Wait, what? Too easy. Yes, it was. How many times did I tell Kuyang that charging in like a feral beast would be the end of him? Countless times. Who? No way. Your Deathworm? Yes. That is what I am called. Ologi Korikohi in my birth tongue. And do not be deceived by my appearances. It's just a man stands over Michelangelo as a looking like a sensei. It is a name well earned. And I know who you are, stupid Mike. Or rather, what you are. One of those wasteland monsters. As he attacks Michelangelo. Real stupid. Kept a big, clumsy oaf at a distance. Escape Boss Flynn's traveling circus, did you? Didn't escape. But let this sneaky twerp right in. I'm champion. Champion, you say? You survived that, earned your freedom, and chose to come here? Why would you do something so foolish? Revenge for Shaka. For Gorel. Head spinning, legs shaky. For Hakito. Hakito? So that was you? I do vaguely recall those idiots I sent up that mountain. The few who survived your slaughter, claiming they'd been attacked by a green monster. I believe they even pursued you for a time. And now here you are, after all these years, seeking vengeance for something I barely remember. Amazing. Quite frankly, ridiculous. I can't even begin to comprehend the concept of revenge. For the dead? For family? For anything? What value is there in it? I consider all life as I would a grain of sand. Unless it serves my purposes, it is worth nothing. And if a life is worthless, that leaves only death. Too much blood in my eyes. I can't see. Our senses are like kingdom, Michelangelo. When they are divided, we fall. But when they are united in harmony. The teachings he's learned from the old man as he was training in blindness. The entire world reveals itself to us. And here in my world, I am that death. Not so weakened as you appeared. Well, as a great man once told me, don't mistake softness for weakness. And what were you saying about sand? Kill that! No, do not interfere. Time to show this monster who the real champion is. He's fast. And way stronger than he looks. There's a long line of fools who have attempted what you hope to accomplish today. Ah! Slices Michelangelo's back. I am here. They are not. Ignore the chatter. Mike, stay focused. Remember your training. How can you master what you hold in your hand if you don't first master your hands? Now, you join them. No! Not today. Mike dodges the knife, punches Deathworm in the face. Not ever. Remember these? No? I forgot what they were, too. Let me remind you. All the lightning rods. As he puts them both in Deathworm's face. Your boss was right. He is death. Anyone want to follow the leader? No? Smart choice. Nice coat. Deathworm is dead. For Master Yip, for Garel, for Shaka, it's over. But I'm not finished. Time to go home. No waiting, no stopping. No mercy. No peace. As Michelangelo jumps on the ship that seems like it's going to America. Hiroto, you're next. As Michelangelo writes in Splinter's book, no peace. Now back to New York City. Current times. A lot has changed. No peace. And K-N-O-W. Since you were all just tiny turtles, up until now, you've all grown so much, not just your size, but your skills too. My sensei, Master Michelangelo, traveled across the world to save New York. Along the way, he learned how important it is for a ninja to master multiple fighting forms and weapons. I try my best to teach you everything he taught me before he died, and all the stuff I've learned from Master Splinter's journal, since to show you how to be the best ninjas you can be. We've always told you, each one of your names means one, derived from different languages Michelangelo encountered on his journey. And a constant reminder that even though you are four, you are always one. One team, one family. And number one in my heart, all of you. More than anything, I wish this day would never come, but it sadly has. And now together, it's our turn to help protect this city the same way my sensei's family and my mom and dad once did. Time to take all we've trained so hard and longed to achieve underground up to the streets. As young Casey takes her father's mask and puts it on. And we see the new turtles rise from the streets as one. The Last Ronin will return. Woo! Let's go! That was dope. 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 So now this ends with Michelangelo basically hopping into the actual Last Ronin issues and journeys and stuff like that. This was awesome. This whole series, these all five chapters were great. I don't know if they're going to do the same thing like five issue series with the new turtles or they're going to make it a long one. But this whole journey for the last, what, I feel like 3 to 4 years with these Last Ronin characters just have been phenomenal. And it's crazy because I think it was just last year. I could be wrong. It had to have been last year. I think it was the New York City Comic Con where Kevin Eastman was saying, oh, we're getting a new Last Ronin series, a prequel, which is basically what this story was, the Lost Years. And now, this most recent San Diego Comic Con, now we confirmed, now I remember the name of the new series that's coming out, The Last Ronin Re-Evolution. It's just like you heard, all their names mean something. They all stand for one, just in different languages from where Michelangelo came from. So, you know, even though it might sound like you're saying different names, no matter what, you're still saying one. So, if you go look out, I might drop a picture of these. Excuse me for my burp. They all look different. They all have different, they all do the weapons thing. Different weapons like the original turtles, but also they also hold all the weapons. They all can do a scythe, they all can do a sword, a longbow, you know, our staff, whatever you want to call it. They all can do the chucks. So they all know how to fight as they know how to fight as one. But this next issue, what I believe is going to be the real test officer for them. They're going to learn how to really fight as one. Because sure, you can train as one in like in the underground where they were training with Casey. But not until you are put into a real situation. Like they're going to be put, I know that for a fact, in Re-Evolution. Are they going to be like, yo, this is dope, but we don't know what we're doing because this is the first time we've actually fought together against another common enemy. Fighting against your siblings is nothing. Like, everybody does that if you have siblings. You fight against your siblings. At some point, you might know each other's moves. But let's see if you have to fight another group of siblings that have probably been fighting together, let's say, for like 2 years. They know each other's moves and know how to fight against other people with each other. When it comes with these turtles, they're going to learn more once they start fighting their enemies, which I'm excited for. Re-Evolution, I think, comes out in November or October. But, dude, this has probably been one of the greatest series I've read in a long time. And I'm not going to lie, this is probably the first Turtles comics I've actually ever read, because I grew up on the Turtles in the sense of, like, the cartoon show from, like, the early 90s. I didn't start watching Turtles until, like, after, almost towards the end, I think, of the show. I'm like from 93 to 96 kind of when I started really watching it. And then also the new generation came like a few years later. Well, actually, I enjoyed, most people don't like those look of those turtles, but I actually don't mind them. Sorry, I'm trying to look up something and the only thing I have is my Xbox. And then I kind of lost track of the turtles. I still haven't seen the new movie. I know I'm getting off track here. And then, like, the Nickelodeon stuff, I kind of really lost track of it. And until I recently saw the new, Nickelodeon Netflix. Movie. Like, yo, this is actually kind of cool. I like the take of when they just took on these turtles. They all look different. They all look like they have their own thing. And I think it's really cool. You know what I mean? Let's see. I'm trying to remember the name of the new turtle. So, I just messed that up. No. See, I keep messing it up because I'm a dope at this current moment. Let's do this again. But yeah, what do y'all think? Yo, hit me up. Drop a DM. Drop a like or whatever y'all like on my Twitter, CJ Mello or MelloPod22. And I like to hear what y'all think. I think it's really cool. So yes, they are called Ye Odin. So Yeez also means one. Odin means one. Moja or Moha, I don't know how that's really said. One also means one. And also Uno, most people know what Uno is, means one. So essentially, like I said at the end, they're one. I enjoyed this whole thing. I like where we're going with these characters. I can't wait to see more of these characters. So, yeah. Until next time, everybody. Go check out the Twitter. At twitter.com/MelloPod22. Or just look up at MelloPod22 on Twitter. Or just look up CJ Mello. You will see the logo of the podcast on there. I've been dealing with some things lately. So, I've been slouching on my stuff. But I need to mentally get myself back into things. There's no excuse for anything, you know. Always and forever, thank you. I appreciate every single one of you that listens, even if it's five of you, if it's one of you. Always and forever, one love. Peace.